getting into the nuts and bolts of computers and how they work, exploring, you know, computer systems and computer programs. It's very exciting, at least to me.
Did you do any hacking at all before coming to the school or anything like that?
Nothing as formal as that, but...
Informal.
Informal.
It's got a bad reputation, obviously.
It does. I don't know. It's you read about, you know, some event in the newspaper or on the internet somewhere, and you know it gets a bad reputation. But the stuff we do is a lot of fun. It's promoting writing secure software and just being prepared for you know when the evil hackers attack.
So I guess you could call it hacking for good. Huh?
Yes.
What kinds of things do you do during the contest?
It's a very short contest for something like this. It's about 6 hours long, and so it's very fast paced. And for us, we had several different like subgroups, people who would look at attacks from other teams coming at us, looking at you know web server logs and things like that to figure out how to defend our system. And then we had a couple of groups who would just look through source code, play around with the stuff that was running on our machine, just poking at it to see what breaks and what doesn't.
So it's two-way. While you're trying to hack into other people's systems, they're trying to get into yours, and you've got to defend yourself.
Absolutely. So it's not all about the attacking. It's actually, I think most of the points come from defense and being able to keep your services uncompromised.
How tough is the competition?
Oh, it's very tough. It's grown so much in the past 3 years. There are over 22 teams now, and it's quite a fight to stay at the top of the leaderboard.
How is this like protecting real-life servers and systems?
Well, the way the contest is designed is that you're running some sort of potentially real-life system, like a web server. You could be running a shopping site or a guest book, or you could be running a mail server, things that are common. And the vulnerabilities that are built into these systems that we practice on are common exploits that you might find in the real world. For many of the other teams, it's a semester-long class to prepare for the Capture the Flag. But for us, Capture the Flag is just really a small note throughout the year. Like I said, we give talks every week. We prepare people, you know, through just general security awareness. So each week, a member of our group will, you know, pick a topic that he enjoys and give a talk on it.
Do you get help from people who may have done some other kinds of hacking for bad before?
Not necessarily. Let's see how to word this.
I don't want to implicate anyone.
No. I plead the fifth. Yeah. No. Other than just what's been published out there on the internet. Topics from websites, papers, research papers, and just, you know, other hacker papers that people have written. We take those and we look at them and analyze them and discuss them at our meetings. I find that for people on the outside who don't really know much about it, it's very much a kind of like a magical thing that happens sometimes with computer software. Being a part of the industry and, you know, actually seeing how things work and what makes, you know, a piece of software secure and what makes it vulnerable is, it's very exciting to me. It's very eye-opening.